Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. God, we thank you for the greatest gift ever given to mankind. And we're so grateful and so thankful that you loved us enough to make this fantastic plan of salvation, to have a baby born, Son of God, Son of Man, to be born through a virgin, a miraculous conception. God, we thank you. You're so perfect in all of your ways. You're so kind. You're so merciful. You're so wonderful. We just bless you. We bless you. Jesus, we thank you. We bless you for sacrificing yourself for us. And now, because of what you did and because of your obedience to the Father, you are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. And we worship you today. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you that you are our King and that you are our Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I pray in Jesus' name over the course of this season and beyond, we will get more of a revelation of who you are to us and what you've provided for us. And that the gift of you, Jesus, just keeps giving and giving and giving and giving. And because of your love, and because we're seated with you, we can keep receiving and receiving and receiving by faith. We bless you. We call you Lord and King. Somebody say, Jesus, you are King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all blessed? Yeah. We are. We are. Aren't you glad it doesn't go by feelings? We're blessed by faith. Whether it looks like it right now, whether we feel like it right now, we are blessed and highly favored. Amen. And we can be blessed even more if we would do like Mary did. She just received the word of the Lord and she said, let it be done unto me as you have said. Tell the person next to you, let it be done unto me as God has said. Hallelujah. Somebody say, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to, it's not Christmas Day, but we're still expecting a shorter message, right? But I just wanted to share some things with you and just to get us just more in tune with what God has really done through Jesus Christ. Amen. And that the gift of Jesus wasn't just a one-time thing. Even though he completed what he had to do through Jesus. But again, it's the gift. He's the gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving the more we find out about him. Amen? All right, let's lift up our Bibles, and we're going to go over a few scriptures, and then we're going to worship the Lord with a special King's offering because he's worthy. Amen? All of us, of course, we expect something. We actually expect something for our birthday from somebody. Yeah. Amen. But how much more the King of Kings? Amen. Amen. And so we're going to honor him and worship him with a special offering. All right? All right. Lift up your Bible. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what the Bible says I can have. Say, this day, after hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same. Why? Because it will lift me up out of darkness into the light, out of poverty into wealth, out of sickness into health. This day, I already said that. After hearing and receiving the ever-living, the everlasting Word of God, I will never be the same again. Never, 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 ever, ever, ever will I be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to focus just for a few minutes today on Jesus being the gift of God, but he is also our deliverer. I'm going to talk about him being our deliverer. Amen. He was a gift that brought us deliverance. Praise the Lord. Also, I am well aware, as probably you are, that in our culture, we just don't understand kingship. Right? Isn't that right? I Googled and asked the question, how many out of all the nations in the world, how many nations have a king? And so it says, as of 2025, 43 countries have a king or an equivalent of a king, right? And 31 of them actually call the person who's in charge king. The other people are emperors or other names that they call them, but we're just not used to the role of a king. And I just want to say this, the role of a king is a sovereign ruler, right? So it's important that we know that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and God the Father arranged it that way. Now, you can't be a king unless you have a kingdom, right? That makes sense, right? You know, Dr. Miles Monroe, he used to say, he said that the Bible is a book about a king and his kingdom and his royal family. Tell somebody next to you, I'm part of God's royal family. I think you need to tell somebody that again. Say, I'm part of God's royal family. And so God has written to us what we have being a part of that royal family. I mean, just the word royal, we don't understand. Royal. I didn't look up the definition of that, but it means something that's high up, something that's highly respected, somebody who's highly respected, and we are part of God's royal family. Amen? And Jesus did all that he could to make that so, to make that happen. So basically, the role of a king, he's a sovereign ruler, right? But the role of the king is to take care of his take care of his, subjects, yes. A king's role is to take care of his subjects. That means the king is responsible for the welfare of the people. The king is responsible for the protection of the people, right? The king is responsible for what the people eat, how the people live. You know, Bathsheba, she brought gifts to King David because she was so impressed with his kingdom. Everything was in excellence. All the people were well-dressed. All his subjects were well-cared for. And everything that he had in his kingdom was just perfection. How much more would God want us, being the being the King of Kings subjects to be taken care of just as well. I mean, just see lie about that for a minute. Okay? So we got to come up. Tell somebody, come up. Come up to a whole different level. And, you know, next year we're going to be, well, we'll continue. Next year the theme will be something that we need to get a hold of and begin. So a king, the role of a king is to take care of his subjects, to take care of his kingdom, to take care of provisions. To the king, it's up to him to make sure the army fights and wins all of the battles. Amen? How many of you know that Jesus did that? He did that. And so he is the king. So Christmas, we celebrate the birth of a king. And so Jesus, he was, when he was announced, that when it was announced that he was coming by the wise men, by the prophets, the royal language was used. And that's why he was called a king. In Luke 1, 32 and 33, the angel tells Mary that her child will receive the throne of his father. Throne, what's that mean? Throne is something that's in a kingdom. So we're in a kingdom now where there's royal language, royal terminology, amen? And so we need to get used to that, right? We're so used to, making up words. We need to just stick with the Bible so we can get our head wrapped around what God has really done through us. And so, of course, Christmas is not just a cute thing that we celebrate. That's when the king came. That's when the king, Jesus, showed up. So the king has come. Somebody say, the king has come. Amen? And so I have many scriptures, but I don't want to, I can't cover all of them. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2, it says that the wise men asked, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Somebody say, we are come to worship him. And so what I want us to do today during the course of, the time that we have, I want us to partake of some royal actions. Now, when you come into the presence of a king, you bow before the king, you honor the king. See, we're not used to all that. And so we need to develop those type of habits so that we can get a real feel, if you will, of who Jesus really is. Now, of course, he's not a mean king, right? He's an honorable king. He's a gentle king. He's a servant king. And so we need to give him the honor that is due him. And just like they would worship any earthly king, we need to know how to worship God with our bodies. Amen? And not be embarrassed, right? Not be embarrassed to honor him, not be embarrassed to speak well of him, because he is our king. Amen? So I want to, let's get to the nitty-gritty, I guess. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. We'll read a couple scriptures, and then we'll read some more. Amen? Isaiah 7, 14. It says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. How many of you know what Emmanuel means? It means God with us. But it also means, with us is God. I like that because it makes me think of, you know, how we're grouping together and we're on sides. So we can see, not only does Emmanuel mean God with us, right? It means with us is God. Like we're on God's side. Amen? Tell somebody, we're on God's side. So even today, somebody say, even today, Emmanuel is still with us. Isn't that right? God with us. Somebody say, God is with us. Say, that's powerful. Amen? So God said, Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So God is always with us. He's always on our side. Amen? We know the scripture in Romans 8 said, if God be for us, who can be against us? So why did Jesus come? Let's look in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And then I'm just going to ask you all some questions. Amen? Matthew 1, verses 18 to 23. I think I gave y'all that. Y'all okay? All right. Give me a minute to warm up here. It says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Verse 21. And she will bring forth a son. Let's read that together. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, read verse 23 for me. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Now, when Jesus came, we needed God with us. Amen? Mankind needed God with us. I don't know about you, but I need God with me. I need God with me. And once you're with God, you no longer want to be without God. Amen? So God is with us. Verse 21 again, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Jehovah saves, for he shall save us, his people, from their sins. Now, what that is actually saying, that God sent Jesus to deliver us. How many of you know somebody right now needs to be delivered? Now, we've already been delivered from sin, right? We've been delivered from everything that's bad. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13, Jesus said, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil, right? So Jesus was born why did he come? So that he could deliver us from evil. Tell the person next to you, we need to be delivered from evil. And sometimes we don't even know what evil is. We don't understand what evil is. But evil is anything that's not good. Anything that's not good. So Jesus told us to pray that way. But deliver us from evil. Amen? Let's look at Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. So I have three things written down here. We've been delivered from this present evil age. Let's read Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. Now, I'm going over all this is because we need to be reminded why Jesus came. Why was his birth such a big deal? Because we needed a Savior. And we needed desperately to be delivered. But it's not just Christmas time. We should be in a mode to be to be delivered 365 days a year. No matter what's going on in our lives, we need to be delivered. Sometimes we just need to be delivered from ourselves. How many of you, sometimes you can be your own worst enemy, your own worst enemy. We already know we're our own worst critic, but we can be our own worst enemy. I believe that's even a curse when people, I call it self-sabotage, right? So we can self-sabotage ourselves. We always do something. We always throw something in our own race to cause us to stumble and not succeed. You know, I heard years ago somebody said they were afraid to succeed, and I never really understood that. Does anybody understand that? You're afraid to succeed? I don't get it, but I don't get it. But that I would call that self-sabotage, where you're afraid to succeed, and so you're going to subconsciously and consciously stop yourself from succeeding and from being delivered in the areas that God wants us delivered. Amen? So God, he sent Jesus so that we would be delivered from every evil work. Amen? So Jesus came to deliver us, and he came so that he could take back everything that the devil stole, right? We've been talking about this a little bit. He came to take from Satan everything that he stole from mankind. You know, one of the things that we're supposed to do with the king is we honor his royalty, but we also recognize and honor a king's victories. Amen? Let me read to you Jesus' victory. All right? So, somebody say, Jesus, he beat the devil. He won. He came and did what he was supposed to do. Jesus was born. He fulfilled his purpose. Amen? And he's still backing it up. Amen? Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 13, it says, and you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us. Somebody say, there were things against me. There were things against us. There were things that were legitimately and legally written down against us, including, of course, sin and being born in sin. But Jesus, he got rid of all that. He wiped it out. It says, a king comes to reign in righteousness and justice. Jesus said he always judges righteously. In other words, he's not going to ever judge wrong. Amen? Aren't you glad he judged us righteously and spared us? Verse 14 in the Amplified, it says, having canceled and blotted out and wiped away the handwriting of the note bond with its legal decrees and demands, which was in force and stood against us and was hostile towards us. So we were legitimately in trouble. We all know that, right? Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. No matter how good we were, no matter how nice we were, no matter how much we gave away, right? There was handwriting against us. This note with its regulations, decrees, and demands, he set aside and cleared completely out of our way by nailing it to his cross. Verse 15, God disarmed the principalities and powers that were ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. So Jesus won. He won that battle. He won the battle over sin, right? He bought us back. We are bought and paid for. by his blood. That was a battle that we couldn't fight, and it was a battle that we couldn't win. So I think we should give the Lord some praise for that. Lord, we thank you for wiping out the handwriting and all the judgments that were against us legally, and you wiped them away. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, so Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4. Did we read that? Yes? No. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. Now, of course, that means he delivered us from evil, but we're still here. So to be delivered from evil doesn't mean we take off and go to heaven. That means that God has to deliver us right here from the effects and the tragedies and the trouble and whatever evil this evil world brings. Jesus already took care of that. So, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us. Somebody say, deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. So Jesus was born King of Kings, Lord of Lords, so that we can be delivered from this present age. Amen? Number two, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. Let's look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. And it says, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Somebody say, we are somewhere else now. We're in a different kingdom with different rules, different provisions. Amen? So now we're in the kingdom of his dear son. Jesus did that when he came and was born again. When he was born of a virgin and died for us. Number three, we've been delivered from all fear. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies. Look how many times the scripture talks about being delivered. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all the definition from that. Or for that. Can you read that for me? All the days of our life. Let's read that again. Go back. So God delivered us from evil so that we could serve him in holiness all the days of our lives. Amen? The definition of deliver, it means to draw to oneself. To draw to oneself. It means to rescue. God rescued us. He rescued us, of course, basically from sin, but he rescued us from the destruction of sin. Right? Jesus said in the scripture, he said he's delivered us from everything in this present world that could harm us. How many of you believe that? We need to believe that. So that word, he came to deliver us. He came to draw us to himself. He came to rescue us, amen, to rescue us from danger, to rescue us from premature death, to rescue us from sickness, to rescue us from poverty, to rescue us from, that's the tongue twister, to rescue us from destruction. Amen? So, look, if you're afraid, right? Don't raise your hand. If you're afraid, he came to deliver you from fear. I'm going to say that again. If you're afraid, if you're a fearful person, he came to deliver us from fear. Somebody say, fear is evil. He came to deliver us from all evil. If we're sick, he came, talking about the King of Kings, the Son of God. If we're sick, he came to deliver us from sickness. I want y'all to say this real loud. Sickness is evil. See, we have to look at these things as evil, not just as something, but look at it as evil. And if we've been delivered from evil, then it is illegal to be under the bondage of evil. Y'all see that? So I know, you know, in Christendom, nobody wants to talk about rights, but we have a right to be healed. We have a right to not be afraid. We have a right to live long and to live strong. Amen? Jesus came to deliver us from all the evil. If we're in pain, he came to deliver us from pain. Say this real loud. Say, pain is evil. Say, pain in my body is evil. Pain in my emotions is evil. If we are broke, come on, y'all. If we're broke, or we're making ends meet. If we're broke, King Jesus came to deliver us from broke. Come on, y'all. King Jesus, we have Christmas because of a king who was born to deliver us from these things, to deliver us from poverty, to deliver us from lack. The king that we serve, the king that we know and love, is a king of prosperity. We're a reflection of his kingdom. We shouldn't be reflecting us no more. We should be, I know, we should be reflecting Jesus and reflecting his king. You know, sometimes I think this way. I don't want to embarrass the Lord. I really don't. I don't want to embarrass him. And the longer I'm saved, the more I just want what he wants. See, we don't want enough sometimes. Sometimes we want incompleteness. But now I'm learning that I'm going to find out what God wants, and then I'm going to want what he wants. And you know what? There ain't no shame to that game. There's no sin to that. If we find out what God wants, if he wants prosperity, if he wants us to walk in divine health, then that means it's okay, and that it's legal for us to walk in all those things. Why? Because the king was born to deliver us from evil. Amen? Got a couple more things. So if you're depressed, King Jesus came to deliver you from depression. Y'all hear me now. Depression doesn't belong to us. Depression can be inherited, or you just have some type of, lots of people just have some type of mineral or vitamin or some type of deficiency that makes you not act right. And so we know that we can't get all that we need from potato chips and French fries. You ever see the commercial where the guy said his daughter won't let him eat everything? He said, French fries are a vegetable. No, they're not. And especially if they're cooked in trans fat oil. Right? So it's trying to kill people. But depression, King Jesus came to deliver us from depression. Right? There's no depression in the kingdom. The king brought his kingdom, and in his kingdom, there is no depression. Amen? Say, depression is evil. Come on, say it again. Depression is evil. I'm not going to be depressed anymore. Amen? In Jesus' name, depression is evil. I got one more thing. If you've been traumatized, right? Look, we've all been traumatized in one way or another, for real, right? Something happened to us. We went through something, and it traumatized us. It affected us. But we're not supposed to live there. Because in the kingdom, trauma is evil. It's not normal. None of these things are normal. Are y'all hearing me? I'm sorry, I always get back on the same topic whenever I preach. But none of this stuff is normal. And we have to stop acting like it's normal. Right? Just because something went generations back, that's not normal. That was sin. But Jesus came to deliver us from evil. From how much evil? All evil. So the effects of trauma and causing us to never move, we never progress, we never have decent relationships, we never can keep a job. You know, all those different things, we need to be untraumatized and let God deliver us from evil. Somebody say, living in trauma, that's evil. It's all evil. It's all evil. I said it's all evil. Think about it. That thing you're thinking about, that cycle you keep going through, it's evil. Just say it's evil. Amen? And so when we worship God today, we need to thank Him for these things, right? If you're living in chaos, King Jesus came to deliver you from chaos. Chaos does not have to stay in your house. Somebody say, the buck stops here. We stop it. We stop all this stuff, right? Because He's already delivered us from evil. So it's bad. You know, some of our young people, some of you young people, you're going to go through some things, right? People are mean. Stuff is confusing, right? You've been bullied or whatever. But you can just prepare yourself right now that that stuff is evil. And you don't have to go through those things, right? Or if you're faced with those things, young people, you need to know that God will deliver you. And that you don't have to follow the patterns that other people follow, right? And so you can have boldness in the things of God, boldness in the Word of God. And when we're faced, any of us are faced with anything, we can say, that is evil, and I will not allow it in my life. This is why Jesus came. This is my point. This is why Jesus came, to deliver us from evil. He didn't come just to ride in town on a donkey, you know, and have people shout Hosanna. No, He came to deliver us, and He accomplished it. Amen? Somebody say, I'm supposed to be delivered. I'm supposed to walk in freedom. That's what comes with the kingdom, the King's kingdom. Amen? And so we need to respect Him. We need to respect Jesus. Revelation chapter 17 and Revelation 19. It says that calls Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because there's nobody above Him. There's nobody higher Him. all them kings, whatever 31 countries, 43 countries where they have kings and sovereigns, every one of them is going to have to bow their knee to the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ, period. Amen? And so thank God we did and that we do. Amen? So as we worship the King today, I just want us to, just act like we know what a king is. Act like we know how to honor a king, how to worship a king, how to give to the king. Amen? Dr. Miles used to, I won't say that, but anyway. God wants us to honor him, honor everything that he did. Amen? And this, we're celebrating his birthday. Praise God. And so we just want to, Andrew will play something, and somebody's going to come up after me. But towards the end of the service, we're going to take a special King's offering. Amen? And so, you know, just to let you know in advance, you can stay at the altar. You can bow before him. You can lay before him during the song that gets played, and just, let's just act like we know. Act like we know how to honor a king. And just tell him good things. You compliment the king. You tell him how good he takes care of us, right? We honor the king. We thank him for providing for us, right? So that's what we want to do today. So I want us to forget about ourselves. Forget about your knees. No, that's kind of hard. And just worship him, right? So don't be concerned about anybody else. Don't be concerned about looking corny or goofy. We just need to be used to honoring the Lord. Amen? Corporately. Now, I know we worship God at home, but we want to worship him corporately because it's Christmas. Amen? Are y'all willing to do that? Amen? Because we're celebrating him today, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, for all that he's done for us. Amen? But before that, I want to just, if you're not a part of the body of Christ, if you've never accepted the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that you don't have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, then this would be a great day, amen, as we celebrate him and celebrate his birth, amen, celebrate his goodness, celebrate all that he's given to us, amen. So if that's anybody today, I just want to pray a quick prayer. So if you just bow your heads, please. Bow your heads, please. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And if that's you, and you've never made Jesus the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Lord of your life, personally, just repeat this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that I am a sinner. I also believe that you are my Savior. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins. I also believe that God the Father raised you from the dead to live forever so that I could live forever with you. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you now to come into my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my Master. Say, today, I want to receive the gift that the King has brought, salvation, deliverance from danger, deliverance from evil. Say, thank you, Lord, that you have reserved a place for me in your kingdom. Say, thank you, Lord. Come into my heart. Do something with my life. And I confess with my mouth that I am born again, washed in the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? Anybody pray that prayer for the very first time? If you just raise your hand, raise your hand. Hallelujah. Somebody has their hand raised. Where am I seeing? Can you go like, oh, right here? Okay. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. We have a package for her. Gary's coming around. She's right here on the third row. In the plume hat. Amen. Praise God. Let's give her a hand. Praise the Lord. We're so excited for you. Hallelujah. Huh? One more? One more? Where? What can I see? Oh, there you are, right there. Okay, praise God. All right. Gary will be right with you, young man. Amen. Come on, let's give him a hand. Yay! Praise God. We're so happy that the two of you were worth having service today. Amen. Praise God. You made it worth it, us coming here. Praise God. All right, and Brother Gary, he'll give you some information. Can you let him see? He's right here, right in front of me, Gary. He said he got you. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Next up is Elder Robert. Praise the Lord. Okay. I think this is one.
Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, family. I have a few hot topics. We're going to start with the video topics first.
Ring in 2026 with an unforgettable celebration at Living Faith Christian Center. Doors open at 9:45 p.m. with a reception of light refreshments and fellowship. Our fellowship will go to 10:45, followed by worship, dance, and an encouraging word for the new year from Pastor Connie McLean. Holiday attire is encouraged. There will be no childcare for this event. We can't wait to welcome the new year together.
Hallelujah. The Epic Young Adult Ministry will be meeting directly following today's service in Salon 4. All individuals between the ages of 18 to 30 are welcome to attend. For more information, please contact Elder Robert Seaborn at the church by calling the church. The business office will be closed on Thursday, December 25th, in observance of Christmas. In addition, there will be no corporate prayer on Saturday, December 27th. May you have a blessed time and Merry Christmas with your families. On Monday, January 5th, we'll kick off our 21-day nationwide fast. Hallelujah. To make this a corporate time more effective, we'll be holding healthy lifestyle workshops. These free workshops will be designed to focus on your overall health, mind, body, finances, relationships, and spirit for taking dominion in 2026 and beyond. Mark your calendars. We will meet on the first three Saturdays in January following the fast. That's January 10th, January 17th, January 24th, from the hours of 10 a.m. to noon. You can register online at our website at www.lfccnj.com. Last, considering the winter season, in the event that impending a weather alert should affect us, please go to LFCC website, social media, or Instagram to find out about our openings. We also have a church app. Go to your app store and download LFCCNJ and download the app. Or You can text from your cell phones the word START, and the number for the instead of a cell phone number is 84477. That's START at 8447. That's our data management platform. At this time, we prepare for the clearance for tithes and offering.
Amen, amen. Good morning, Living Faith, and Merry Christmas to you. At this time, let's get us ready for our tithes and offering. Amen. Ushers, if you could go ahead and serve the people this morning with the tithes and offering envelopes. Also, as Pastor Connie also mentioned, we're going to have a King's offering this morning as well. So, ushers, if you could also pass out those envelopes as well. That should give enough people enough time to complete both envelopes. Just hold on to the King's offering envelopes. We will address that after regular tithes and offering. Amen. Well, how many of us know that Jesus is the reason for the season? Amen. Amen. It's something to get excited about. And just to share some scripture this morning towards that, I'm going to be reading from the book of Luke, chapter 6, and starting at verse number 38. And it says, "Give, and you will receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you get back." Amen. And that's exciting from our King Jesus, that he has made it a kingdom protocol to not only as you give, he's going to also give back to you in like kind. Amen. Video, if you can also play the other ways that we can give this morning.
Here at Living Faith, we have made giving easy by using electronic options as much as possible. You can text to give by texting LFCCNJ to 77977. You can give once or set up as a recurring gift. Just enter in your details, confirm your gift, and you're done. You can give through our LFCCNJ Church app. This method will look similar to text to give. The iOS version of the app can be downloaded at the App Store, or you can get the Android version on Google Play. You can also give online at lfccnj.com/giving. If these options are not possible, you can obtain a pink envelope and deposit it as you leave. We thank you again for joining us today. God bless you.
Amen, amen. Can we all just stand to our feet as we read our tithes and offering confession this morning? Amen. As a family, let's read together. We decree that because we are tithers, we receive the promise of Scripture that protect those who tithe and give offerings. As a household, we are committed to tithe and giving to the Lord's work. Therefore, we claim tithers' rights. That means no devourer, destroyer, waster, plunderer, or pillager can rob from us in Jesus' name. They cannot steal our blessing or fruitful harvest. They cannot steal from our home, businesses, or from any of our loved ones. The destroyer can't strip away our heritage or harm our children. We stand in the tither's blessings, which promises that the Lord will rebuke the evil one on our behalf. We stand in the tither's blessings that the Lord will open heaven's treasure and pour out a blessing we do not have room enough to receive. We stand confident that the tithe is raising a standard against every demonic plot and attack. We have faith that as Jesus, our Lord and eternal high priest, stands in heaven receiving our tithe, we are under the covenant of his blessing, and we prophesy that the promise of the tither rests upon our families in Jesus' name, according to Malachi 3:11 and Hebrews 7:8. Amen. Amen. Father God, we just thank you this morning that we just have the honor to give to you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, O dear Lord God. And we just thank you, O dear Lord God, that our gift, O dear Lord God, will be turned back to us some 30, 60, and 100-fold. And we, as we give this morning, O dear Lord God, we give by faith, O dear Lord God. And we pray over our offering saying, "See, I've sown you into good ground. Living Faith, our church is good ground. Now seed you go and grow and harvest. I call you back into my life, full and ripe, so I could give again and again and again in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, you may be seated this time. We're going right into the King's offering this morning. And I thank God for the message. Wasn't it an awesome message that Pastor presented us this morning? And as I was listening to Pastor this morning, she brought up a point that we're not really used to operating in kingdom or kingdom living. And as Pastor was saying about, there are certain territories that still operate under the authority of a king. And one of the things as I was preparing for this this morning as well is just kind of going back, something I heard, actually it was from Dr. Miles Monroe, about when you come before a king, you're always supposed to bring a gift. And as you bring that gift, it's just not any kind of gift. The gift is going to have some sort of thought, something special as you're bringing it towards a king. And also, it's the heart and the purpose as you're giving to the king. And one of the things that's also important to know about that, as you give the gift to the king is actually has to respond in like kind. So he's going to actually not be outdone, so to speak. He's going to give back to you greater than whatever you could give to him. Amen? So that's something to be excited about, that anytime you come before the presence of the king, you should do your best. But it's not about the amount only. Yes, you know, you could always give a large amount of money or whatever it is that you're giving, but it's the heart behind it, it's the purpose behind it that's even more important. There's actually a story in the Bible of a woman that actually gave just something maybe around a half a penny, but Jesus said she gave more than anyone else has, because she didn't give out of abundance, she gave out of her heart. Amen. So I'm just going to read real quickly just a story in the Bible. It's a familiar story. Just read a couple of verses. It's in the book of Matthew. And we're going to start at verse number 1. And that's Matthew, the second chapter. Sorry, didn't mention that. And I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. It says, Jesus, born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, about that time, some wise men from the east land arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the new king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. And I'm skipping down to verse number 10, and it says, when they saw the star, they were filled with joy. Isn't that good? They were filled with joy. And they entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they were opened their chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen. So at this point in time, we're going to ask the creative ministry to prepare themselves as well, and ushers will be directing as we bring up our gifts to the altar. Amen.
Not be afraid, Mary, because you have found favor with God, and you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus.
Jesus.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because she was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son. And you will name him Jesus, for he will save out his people from all their sins.
this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby his hand? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Receive our gifts. Receive our gifts as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I pray every gift on this altar has cost us something as we've given a part of ourselves, a part of our strength, a part of our money. We've given it to you willingly. Honor you. And God, we don't have frankincense and myrrh and gold and trunks of treasures, but we've brought to you some of what we have, and we honor you with it. Father, we pray that it would be pleasing in your sight. Just like Elder said, God, we can't outgive you. We can't outgive the King. So, Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would just take these gifts and use them for your kingdom and your glory. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We worship the King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Theater Ministry, for your role today. Amen. All we can do is what we can do to try and make things like this special. Just use what we have. So thank you for participating. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, everybody. You ready to go? I think we're all done. Am I leaving anything out? Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, I pray that you all have a blessed Christmas, a safe Christmas, a peaceful Christmas, a happy Christmas. Amen. I wanted to just mention one more thing. You know, we're all familiar with the movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. But I'm just so thankful and so grateful that people can come get your stuff, but God can give it all back. And you can't take Christmas from us because you can't take Christ from us. So we'll have Christmas no matter what. No Grinch, no devil, nobody can take this holiday away from us because it belongs to us, amen? And of course, we know that Christ is enthroned in our hearts. That's what matters. So God can replace everything. So Christmas is always with us because he's with us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, you can stand to your feet. Amen? Yes? First-time visitors. All right, sit down so I can see the first-time visitors. Do we have any first-time visitors? First-time visitors, first-time visitors. Are you a first-time visitor? You are? Okay. You said you raised your hand once. That's enough, right? So we have a first-time visitor here. Come on, y'all. Let's welcome him. And we say thank you for coming to Living Faith. Amen. We're so glad you're here. Anybody else? Anybody else? Your first time? Okay. All right. I think that is it. I do have one last thing. 2 weeks from today, I want to host something for the elders and the ministers in the cafe. And I was asking for some hospitality gifted people to volunteer to help with that day. So it would be January the 4th, direct right after service. So it'd be like a couple hours. You don't have to cook anything. I'll take care of that. I'll cook it. It's like, just kidding. So if anybody wants to volunteer for that, you like hospitality and you like helping and serving people, then just see me, okay? Huh? Or call Minister Kim. Mm-hmm. I was just going to send them to you anyway. But they know where to find me. I'll be right out here. So, All right. Now it's time to go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're almost at the end of the year. My. As they say, time flies when you're having fun. Right? Praise God. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you once again for the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of salvation. God, we thank you that you came to rescue us from all of our troubles, to rescue us from all evil. We just thank you for it. We thank you, God, for your generosity, for your grace, and for your mercy. And it's because of you that we are still standing. And we bless you. Father, we decree and declare in agreement with your word that we are blessed, happy, fortunate, empowered to prosper, and to be envied. If you're in agreement with that, say, I'm blessed.